Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Why? 10,000 years will give you such a crick in the neck.
Ever impressive.
The long campaign.
But never duplicated. Genie of the lamp.
I got my lamp. I'm gonna start rubbing. Okay. Now, Kate, next week you could be the person who reveals.
I was gonna say,
who the genie
careful
of the lamp
what
is.
You're telling me to rub, Joe. This segment's going downhill
no
real
exposing.
Fast. This will be the last time we're doing genie
we
of the lamp
piss
here.
The coal off.
No exposing, genie. I'm rubbing the lamp. Can you please reveal yourself?
How's it going, everybody? I just finished a cigarette. After that, I'm ready to. Expose my picks. This is Mark Ibanez from Philly.
Is this the great, the legendary Mark Ibanez from KTVU? Is this who this is?
Mark.
After that preamble, I don't know.
Oh.
That's me.
It's going to be the last week, right, Mark?
Yeah. Congrats on your new show, guys. That's awesome.
Mark Ibanez, you snuck your way onto the show, man. I cannot believe it. Sports Rap is here and alive. KTVU's finest, Mark. Good to hear from you.
It's good to be on your show. And like I say, I'm so happy to hear your three voices together. And this is perfect timing. I'm not a morning guy, but you know 9 o'clock's where I draw the line.
So
I am
wondering.
Up. I had an extra shot of espresso. I'm ready to go. ready to go. Really, you guys, man, I just can't tell you. I'm excited to be able to turn on your show in the morning. So that's great. Good for you guys.
You know, Mark, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. You're someone I've always looked up to. You know that. I've told you that. Every time I turn you on the television on KTVU, whether it's after a 49er game or just any of the times I see you, you just make me smile. You make me feel good. And it's kind of the path that I've tried to carve out for myself. Hopefully people laugh and have fun and feel good when they turn on 957 the game. And so let's get right into it. I mean, let's literally
sure.
get right into it. I want to know your first wish, your first pick of the NFL Genie of the Lamp segment. Who are you taking this weekend?
All right, and I got to tell you that I could be on a roll here because so far in my own pool that we run through a deli near Channel 2, I am cooking so far and doing all right. So the first one that caught my eye was Tampa Bay and Green Bay. And, you know, I love that matchup because you've got, you know, Aaron Rodgers against Tom Brady, two marquee all-time quarterbacks. And I like Green Bay giving up, in my line, I hope it matches yours, I have Green Bay giving up 2.5 to Tampa at home. I am going with Tom Brady to rise to the occasion. This guy is going to be so prepped and ready to, number one, shake off the fact that he didn't know what down it was last time we saw him on national TV, and he went into this game knowing he would be on a showcase against arguably another of the great quarterbacks of of all time. Mm-hmm. So I'm picking Tampa Bay right there and getting 2.5 points. What do you think?
You know, and that's a good pick, Mark. I like the pick. But here, I'm going to go to a game where nobody's going to bet on. A lot of people wouldn't touch this game with a 10-foot pole. And that's the New York Giants and the Washington football team. But I can't help myself. I can't help myself, Mark. This is such a stinker. I think there's money to be had on this game. The Giants haven't won a single game. We know that. The New York teams are a combined 0-10. But the Washington football team is in shambles. Dwayne Haskins doesn't even want to be there anymore. Chase Young, when is he going to play? I'm taking the Giants and Joe Judge. They're giving 2.5. I think they could beat the Washington football team with a field goal. Give me the Giants. Give me the stinker of a game. I'm taking the Giants over Washington, Mark.
Okay. I can't argue with that because at some point, you know, you're due to get a victory. And there are certain aspects of the Giants that are decent. You're right. The Washington football team, wow, what a mess. But we could pretty much say that every year about them, it seems like. But I'm not going to argue with that pick.
All right, Mark. Let's rub the lamp here again. I want your second wish. I want your second pick. You picked Tom Brady number one. Who is pick number two for this weekend?
Okay, I think that this is a no-brainer pick. I was shocked to find out that Denver and New England go off even in New England. I'll take the Patriots all day in that one. To take care of Denver. You never know what you're going to get with Denver right now, but I think New England bounces back, handles the Broncos. No problem. Love it. Not giving anybody any points on either side of the way. So there you go.
All right, Mark Abanez. It is great just hearing you on here, Mark. We were all talking about you before we came on the air. Didn't know if you would be one of our genies in the first couple of weeks. But I am impressed that you're up so early because I would think from a guy who does night sports all the time, probably 9 a.m. is even early for you, isn't it?
Well, I'm a night owl, you know. I don't get done with my last broadcast until 11:30.
Exactly.
The adrenaline's pumping and it takes me. I'm usually a 2:30, 3 a.m. guy. But for you guys, mm-hmm. no problem. As you can tell, I'm all amped up.
That's what I was thinking.
I have this little
Mark, are you one of those who sleeps in till noon and you wake up like, oh, that's interesting what happened this
exactly.
morning. You wake up at brunch. Is that when you start your day, Mark?
I wish I was that guy, but in true transparency, which I would only be honest with you guys, I happen to have a 16-year-old son. And if I'm not up somewhat close to his rising hours, no telling what could happen to the house.
And does he even eat? Can he even make breakfast for himself yet at 16 years of age? That is the question.
Barely. That's why I've always got a huge supply of Cocoa Puffs in the house.
You know? Love it. Love it. Hey, all right, Bonte, give me your second pick before we get to Mark's last one.
All right, second pick here. You know, this is a tough one. Mark, I know you looked at the board, and there's a lot of messy games here. A lot of messy games on the board. It's a tricky week. I'm in a survivor poll, and I'm struggling right now because I used all my big boys. But I got a feeling these Pittsburgh Steelers this week are going to humble the Cleveland Browns. The Browns are good. They run the football really, really well. They're playing some defense here. But I think Big Ben and company will remind everybody that the Steelers own the AFC North. They're giving 3.5, Mark, which is tricky. I don't like playing with the hook. It's the hook of death, right? You take that hook and it's
chill
all
there,
man,
Fort
I'm bankrupt
Ma.
Here. I'm not going to hit the jackpot. But, Mark, I got to go with the black and gold. I got to go with the Steelers.
Yeah, I'm right on page with you. I picked that, too, and I think that this game will, as it usually does, the Battle of Ohio and all that, at Ohio River or whatever river it is that they've got going there. they're a rivalry, and you remember the high emotions when they had that big brawl break out in the final moment.
That's right.
Of their game last year. I think both of these teams are going to be pumped up. And when you put their talent levels and both of them being equally enthused about the game, I think the Steelers take it. I'm right with you there, Bonte.
All right. We're back to the third wish, okay? This is your final wish, the final game you get to pick. It's the 49er game. We make you take the 49er game. You have to choose a winner. Niners against the hated L.A. Rams. Beat L.A. I'm telling you on the front end, Mark, I'm taking the Niners. There's no way they're going down to McVay and Aaron Donald and Jared Goff at home 3 weeks in a row at home. It's just not going to happen. Give me the Niners. Who is Mark Abanez, 40 years in the game, one of the icons of Bay Area sports? Who's he taking?
I am going with the San Francisco 49ers, and the reason for that is, you know, I'm not being a homer on this.
Joe is right now, Mark, because he is jumping up and down on our video
call. I
love
Mark.
We can't even see him. He disappeared behind his fake background, and now he's back. He's so pumped up that you just said
Mark, well, keep it real, Mark.
I know it seems, not really, maybe based on last week. It seems counterintuitive. But the reason is, it's very simple. I think the 49ers have a lot of bets still healthy enough to go, and they did not like being humiliated last week. And here's the simple part of it. I just can't see the 49ers being 0-4 at home. Mm-hmm. Come on. It can't happen, you know. And then true transparency, my mentor, you guys remember Gary Park, the guy who preceded me at mm-hmm. Channel 2?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Long time ago, he said, kid, he told me this like 38 years ago, whenever you're predicting the local team, right, you always predict that the local team will win because half the people out there will hate you if you pick them to lose. And if it turns out you're right picking the home team to lose, nobody's going to remember. They're just going to say, yeah, that's the guy that thought the home team was going to lose.
Well, you know what, Mark? I think the local audience is going to hate me then. After week one on the Morning Rose. Because, look, if you're – Mark, I know what you want to say. You look at the 3.5 the Rams were giving, you're probably thinking, let the Niners cover the 3.5. They may lose by 3, and I cover by a hook. That's what Mark Ibanez is, but he's a veteran. He's got 40 years in the game. I got like 2 months in the game, right? Mm-hmm. So I got to take the Rams, Mark. I got to take Aaron Donald. This offensive line is in shambles, Mark. Come on.
That's the logical pick. I'm going with the intangibles.
Exactly.
That's what I'm going. And, you know, you can't always rest on statistics because, as the great Vince Scully once said, statistics are like a bikini. They tell you a lot, but they don't tell you everything.
Ooh, I like that, Mark.
I like that.
All right, no.
And on that note, I feel like we should just say, Mark, what are you doing at 6 a.m. on Monday? Because obviously there's going to be a slot with Bonte Hill working his way out of this broadcast. Too early for you, Mark? Too early?
Well, you know, for you, I will make an exception, all right?
He says that for a day, and then on Tuesday he'd be like, I'm out. I'm going back to night TV. I'm going
Mark
back.
Mark doesn't want a Wally Pitt, man. Why would you want to do that to me, Mark?
You guys, I'm going to be talking to you next week because I'm going 3.
Exactly.
Let's go.
Mark Abanez, baby.
I mean it. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for everything. Mark. We love you. You know the Bay Area loves you. Mark Abanez, KTVU, one of the icons, the legends of the game, mm-hmm. man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.